This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We spent the first hour talking a lot about unschooling, and you're certainly still welcome to comment on that. We've got other things that we've brought in to discuss, and with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We do have Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see. I got a story actually about monogamy. Headline: the idea of monogamy as a relationship ideal is based on flawed science, from quz.com. We're going to get into that coming up here. And of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. It's Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com, where you can go there and you can actually create the content that you see on the front page of the website, which means we don't really get to decide what's there. The listeners, like you, get to decide. And sometimes we'll use what's on the front page, sometimes we won't. Like the top story right now sounds pretty crazy. It's a link to a documentary that claims that nuclear weapons are a conspiracy.
Okay.
The whole idea of nuclear weapons is apparently a conspiracy, according to this 3-hour-long documentary.
I get how they prove the case. They bore you into a submission. It's brainwashing.
I honestly haven't watched it, so yeah. Just figured I'd share with you what the top story is right now over at freetalklive.com. So, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Is monogamy actually better than non-monogamy?
I got to say that I'm already starting out pretty skeptical of the article. But nonetheless, I'm interested.
Cassie Werber reporting at QZ.com. It's still very much an open question and one with no clear answers, in part because scientists can't break free of a certain worldview gripping their field. Monogamy is so much a part of the emotional makeup of Western culture that even people who study relationships fail to notice their biases towards it, according to research due to be published this week. And that means the very way we study intimacy has some fundamental flaws. The primacy given to monogamous unions isn't surprising, given the historically patriarchal societies that dominate the world. An economic system predicated on handing down property from father to son is invested in certainty about paternity and on clear family lines. The times have changed. Researchers from the University of Michigan set out to determine whether the way psychologists and other scientists study relationships are geared up to deliver results that, even unconsciously, promote monogamy.
Okay.
They concluded that the very way...
I'm liking the sound of what I hear. I believe that the family unit, even as it exists today, is a pretty financially sound idea, that two can live more cheaply than one.
Well, then couldn't three live more cheaply than
they
two?
They could, and the difficulty is that ask anybody who's been in a long-term relationship, people are flawed. And they don't get along. And
I don't know how polygamists can do it, but they do in Utah and Northern
some
Arizona.
Do, and that I think it's fascinating. But when you're talking about a system like, for instance, the Mormons used to, and now the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints still do it. You have to have a system for offloading male wives, essentially young males.
They're a threat.
Right. They come out 50% of the time, but if you have every guy gets two wives, then one guy basically has to die or not have a wife.
Or be exiled. Right.
Well, that's what they're currently doing. It's basically they kick the young males out. It's terrible. Now, if you, for instance, sort of claim that there would be just as many unions where one woman has two men, then, that would work out mathematically. I don't know, but currently for sort of genetically and financially, it seems like a marriage is a pretty good thing.
So what they ended up concluding is the very way that we study intimacy is problematic. We're going to get into this deeper here, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Larry. He's in South Carolina listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hey, Larry.
Okay. Actually, I'm on John's Island, which is out there. Do you ever just play golf at Kiowa?
Do what?
Do you go play golf over at Kiowa with the wealthy people?
I don't know what that is.
I assume it's a golf course.
I've never played golf in my life.
It's an island that's affiliated with John's Island.
Okay.
And if you don't know about it, you're not in with the in crowd.
Okay. No, I'm definitely not in with the in crowd.
No one has ever accused us of being in with the in crowd.
Yeah.
Joe Biden goes blazing golf out there.
All the more reason that I'm not interested. I don't care about politicians.
You probably couldn't get in.
I'm not interested.
Probably not.
Not my crowd, not my cup of tea.
When I pull up in my rusty Ford pickup truck, they're going to be like, get out.
Oh, no, they got the shiny black trucks with machine guns. You can't get in there.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like my kind of place.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
So were you calling to invite us to your golf club, or what's going on here?
Here's what I want to talk about, is that I believe that if you want to have a child, and that you should have to get a certificate of permission to have that child. I don't think you ought to be able to say,
oh, you're saying child. I thought he said trial, because we had a guy calling about court earlier.
So, I'm saying that child.
So who do you have to ask permission from?
You should have to say, I don't know exactly who that should be. But it should be somebody, I guess, and whatever kind of way. Well, here's one thing should be. You should have to file a court document that you have it $10,000 in the bank for the education of that child, and that you are willing to take on the financial responsibility of educating and taking care of the child, and that you shouldn't be able to have a child and then say, now I got this baby, y'all. Somebody else has to take care of it and pay for it. Now, does that register with you at all?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and I get idea.
First off, what we have to say is there's probably a lot of unqualified, since half the population can have a child, and and I'm not vilifying that half of the population. I'm just saying another half of the population. You can also divide the population into people who are above average and below average in intelligence. That means that at least a quarter of the population both can have a child and is below average intelligence. There's lots of arguments as to whether or not intelligence even exists, and I think that they're fascinating. Nonetheless, there's also half the population which is above and below the average of going to be a good parent, and that means a quarter percent of the population can both have a child and is going to be a bad parent. So I have some sympathy for your position, is that there's a lot of bad parents out there and a lot of people who are financially not ready to
be. You mean
you
have empathy for his position? Sympathy would be feeling sorry for him. Empathy would be able to understand where he's coming from.
Please interject something in this. Is that I think you believe this, because I've listened to your program quite a bit. And the fact is, I believe that you think you own yourself.
Yes.
That you own your time. And that other people are not don't own you and don't have a right to the hours and the financial appreciation of what you do in the hours of your life, and that should accumulate to you, and that they have no right to take that from you because somebody in the government says they can't.
Okay.
Take off from there if you can.
No, I'd say you're right about that. I mean, that's definitely, I think that it's pretty common among libertarian types to say that we own ourselves, that you own yourself, and you should be able to do what you want with your life, so long as you aren't infringing upon somebody else's rights. And I think that the idea of having to ask permission to have children is... that takes things too far. I understand where he's coming from, and thank you, by the way, Larry.
What if it was the only role of the government?
I don't have any interest in having coercive state around at all. So what I wanted to say was I understand where he's coming from. The idea is if somebody's going to have a child, they should be prepared financially for it. They should be prepared, you know, mentally for it. They should know what they're getting into rather than just, you know, they happen to hump and then poof, you've got a baby, which is, of course, how it happens a lot of the time. But I think the only way that you can really have an effect on this is to eliminate the government welfare system and try to create incentives and disincentives in the marketplace for people to behave in the way that you want. Coercive force always has unintended consequences.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. The number 855-450-FREE. 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight in studio is Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about My Pillow. You can get yours at half off by using code FTL. It's My Pillow. It's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position at night. And it really works. I would have stopped using it if it wasn't the best pillow I'd ever used, because I've got other pillows, but this one really is good, and I've been using it since early 2016. Very happy with My Pillow. In fact, I just ordered one for Jazzy the Studio Beast just this week, so I'm excited about getting that in for her. By the way, it's only 30% off the pet bed My Pillow, but 50% off the regular human My Pillows when you use code FTL. And unlike regular pillows, like every other pillow I've ever owned, you can actually wash My Pillow. You can put it in your washer and your dryer.
I think that's the best feature.
It's amazing.
You can find pillows that'll hold your head in the right position, and you should, because your life will be better. But you can't, that I know of, I've never had a pillow you can wash. So that means those, I mean, beds are dirty things. You're laying in there a third of your life shedding skin and all that other stuff.
Yep, so MyPillow.com, use code FTL. By the way, there's a 10-year warranty on MyPillow if you decide to keep it. But if for some reason you don't agree with us, you don't think it's a great pillow, for whatever reason, you can send it back within the first 60 days. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So really, there's very little risk here to try this out. MyPillow.com, use code FTL. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we just barely started the story from QZ.com about monogamy. And this study that from the University of Michigan concluding that the way that studies are done on intimacy is problematic. So we've barely scratched the surface of this, but people already want to comment. So let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Aaron in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Welcome. You're on the air. Doing great. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. You guys were talking about the monogamy and the polygamy and kind of pointing out some of the problems with the polygamy. And I was just wanting to say that there are other strategies or theories as far as dividing up family units. Have you guys ever heard of something called a line marriage?
No, tell me about it.
Marriage. I think I might have read something about it at one point, but please, I can't recall.
Well, the place I first read about it or heard of it was in a science fiction novel called The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein.
Yeah, I read that Heinlein book.
Isn't he a libertarian?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
He's been accused of being a libertarian and a hippie and a militarist. I don't know. It depends on which of his books you read. Like Stranger in a Strange Land is kind of hippie-ish, but Starship Troopers is very militaristic.
Military.
So.
Well, tell me about the line marriage then.
Oh, well, anyways, it's this idea that basically you have someone who founds a line, a man and a woman get married, and then they bring in other people into the marriage as they get older. And so you might have, like, the founders of a line marriage might be in their 80s, and they might bring in a man or a woman who are in their 20s or 30s, and you just continually add people to the marriage or the relationship as time goes on. And the idea or the benefit behind it is that you keep property within this line.
Yeah.
And I guess is the way that Heinlein portrayed it is all these people could just kind of sleep with each other, or they're kind of in a polygamous relationship, but you've got men and women, and the family would vote on, you know, bringing in a new male or female into the line, and they would obviously try and keep it balanced and things like that. But and then all the kids are just kind of communally raised. And I guess, yeah, so that's pretty much it. And so it's just, it's a line, and you just keep adding to it.
Yeah, there's a similar idea that I've heard about at one point. I think it's been trotted out by this professor, Robert Podolsky, and it's called an octet. And the idea is that he's done some studies or something, and that people are most creative in groups of 7, 8, or 9.
Really?
And that, you know, the bell curve goes steeply down in either direction. So if you want, like, basically, and then there's other information out there. Basically, this is the most efficient unit of size. This is that eight people. And, you know, any married person will tell you marriage is far less, far more about, you know, relationships and working together and efficiency than it is about sex. it just doesn't happen as much as you might like. And so these eight-person units may not even be sexual necessarily, but they're just sort of ways to be most efficient and make decisions best and that sort of thing. But I think a lot of people have octets sort of without knowing it. So, for instance, I'm not going to make a big financial decision without discussing it with my mother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, likely that discussion will include my wife's parents. There you're at five. My son's makes us six, so we're already at the number of most efficient, right?
Interesting. Aaron, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, I was just going to say the other thing about the line marriage is people can die out of it, but it keeps maintained. So, no, that's all I've got, and I'm
Thanks
glad
for the
to
call
hear Mark
tonight.
On the radio again.
So, yep, he's okay. back. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Let's go to John in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, John.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight? Good. Go ahead.
What? Yeah, just thought I'd chime in on this, because my wife and I recently became non-monogamous, and we decided that we would try out polyamory for ourselves. Not polygamy, very different.
Yes,
right. Yeah, polyamory would be...
polyamory is the mixing of both Greek and Roman words.
Can you define it for our audience? Because we were going to get to this eventually, I'm sure, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, basically meaning poly, meaning many, and amory, meaning love, so many loves. It was a phrase, I think it was coined in, like, 1991, I think.
Linguistics.
What was that? Sorry.
By somebody who doesn't understand linguistics.
Yeah. Well, it's a form of non-monogamy, but basically you have non-monogamy, which is more or less swinging, you know, then you can take that up to the next level of putting in emotions into the factor and actually the emotional connections with other people, which is where polyamory comes involved. And that's where my wife and I decided that we wanted to explore that, because we were, you know, doing the non-monogamy thing and there were these feelings, and we wanted to explore that. So,
now what?
It's working out great for us.
Let's get a little bit more background, if you don't mind. How many years have you been married, and at what point did you go into non-monogamy, meaning, as you said, swinging? So, just sexual encounters with other people.
Well, we've been married just over 6 years now, and we actually just started the non-monogamy stuff about mid last summer. July.
What was it that that prefaced that? I mean, was there some? Because some people would say that this is the beginning of the end. That once you open up the marriage, that's just a sign that
somebody's already having feelings for somebody else, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. I mean, because it's feelings for somebody else, but this is where it gets hard to explain, because it's a completely different set of feelings. They don't overlap. You know, it's like column A for my wife, column B for this person, column C for this person. They don't overlap.
If you can hang on, John, we'll bring you back and talk a little bit further about this. I think it's interesting. We'll continue. 855-450-FREE. That doesn't necessarily mean that things are going to be easier in a polyamorous relationship. It's a new set of challenges.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to talk more about relationships and specifically monogamy. Over at QZ.com, there's a new study from the University of Michigan looking at, well, how it is that relationships and intimacy are studied, saying that there's a problematic factor in how it's actually, you know, these studies are being done, that scientists are letting their own biases about monogamy get in the way.
I'm biased. I mean, I'm starting off with a bias, right? Like, I believe already, before we read this article, I believe that humans are a non-monogamous primate that has found that monogamy, or at the very least, marriage, marriages don't have to be monogamous, as this caller's outlining, but marriage is the most efficient financial system. So the non-monogamous primate is kind of shoved into the square peg is shoved into the round hole.
Speaking of financial systems, Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. That's not good news. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. By the way, our caller who was calling about the monogamy that they had had in a relationship and that was changing, he unfortunately dropped off the line there during the break. But I was interested in hearing more, you know, about what it was that prompted after 5 years of marriage. He said they'd been married for 6 years, and then in the previous summer had decided to break the monogamy and go into non-monogamy, where they were allowed to, I guess, do some swinging, have sex with other people, or maybe bring somebody else in to their couple. We didn't get deep enough into their exact situation as to what it was that sort of precipitated that in the marriage. Because some people would say that, you know, that's the beginning of the end. You know, you have this monogamous relationship, and then one partner wants to explore other options, and they convince the other partner to open up, and before you know it, somebody new's involved with one of the partners, yep. And then they go off and spend more time with them, and jealousy abounds, etc.
A large percentage of the population simply can't have sex without, you know, attaching emotionally. Then what? I don't know, and I would say everybody's different. I think that these polygamous relationships, polyamorous relationships can work. I certainly wouldn't claim otherwise.
Some people, it works for
them. There's evidence to support it strongly, but, I mean, you know, our socialization around the ideas of jealousy and those sorts of things, I mean, jealousy is hardwired in many ways. And I'm not just talking about romantic jealousy, but jealousy about what's fair. And when you've got... You got three people living in a house in presumably equal stature. Something's going to cease to be fair pretty quickly. I mean, you know, marriages aren't fair. Everybody who's married will tell you.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts, and then more from this story where we really just barely scratched the surface here. Sam is in Muncie, Indiana, listening to WIBC FM. Hey, Sam.
Hey, gentlemen. Definitely want to weigh in on the debate. I don't think that monogamy is a natural state for us. I think by nature we're hunters and havers. The fight, the game, that's a part of, I think, just our natural inclination as people. But I also don't think that two simultaneous committed relationships could work either. To your point, you have jealousy, you have loyalty, and the feeling of this is mine, you know, my husband, I think is real, and I think it's strong. And it's sufficient to make what a secondary, long-term, committed relationship not possible.
So, I would the first thing that comes to mind the Mormons, right? They're socialized, the fundamentalist Mormons, not the regular Mormons. They're socialized to believe that this is the best way to do things, and they seem to have very successful marriages for the men who are able to get married, and you know those family units go on for a very long time. Divorce is extraordinarily low. Women report incredible satisfaction in their marriages and these sorts of things. So it could work, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say self-reported data is hard to validate.
And yeah, sure.
It's kind of that same thing. Like if you're brainwashed into believing monogamy is the best or non-monogamy is the best, you don't know if you like strawberry sherbet if you've never had it.
Yeah.
What's your personal experience with any of this? Have you ever experimented with non-monogamous or polyamorous relationships?
Monogamy is not my specialty, and I'm also not always open about that. So, so it's self-serving, right? Like, I want to normalize the way that I behave. But beyond that, I really do think that everybody just, you have that desire every once in a while to go out and hunt and get and possess and be like, oh, look at what I got, and then leave it and be done. You know what I mean?
So so let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that you don't necessarily believe that monogamy is the natural state for people, but that bringing somebody in, an additional person into an already existing relationship, brings too many problems. But yet a one-night stand is acceptable to you?
when done with safety in mind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay.
Because sex is a biological necessity, and I don't know, I think people who can explore that safely and still have that home, you know, the quoted husband-wife thing, I believe they will find more satisfaction in life.
So one thing that I've met quite a few people who do this polyamorous thing, and I can assure you that's
not talking about that.
I know, but okay. I've got some understanding, okay. And I can assure you that's not happening in our house. My wife ain't going for that crap at all. But anyway, in talking about it, one thing's clear, right? Like there's a different value, a different social value on male sex versus female sex, I guess. And I don't even know how to say this, but basically. It's a heck of a lot easier for women to have sex with, you know, somebody on a one-night stand situation than it is for men.
Yeah, on average, I would say that's true.
I wear a ring, and I've got to say, it's like women repellent. not that I'm trying to have sex with a bunch of women, but I get the impression I'm socially signaling to these women that I am not available, and that is. It's pretty clear. I don't see them coming on to me or anything in that situation. I have had instances where, for instance, I don't have my ring on and I'm out, on a business trip or something like that, where bang, I'm seeing it and I'm like, oh, I better get my ring. And I'm just thinking that if you make a relationship where, hey, one night stands and casual sex are available, then you're going to find that the wife is doing a lot more humping than the husband.
And at the same time, what if you're off on a business trip, what harm would have come of you taking that woman up on her offer?
Presuming I use protection?
Yes, absolutely. Assuming that all you're taking care of the safety of yourself, your current partner, and your wife.
Right. So if you, in that circumstance, if everybody used protection and there was no communicable disease and you happen to find this person who can keep their mouth shut and doesn't blackmail you or whatever, then sure, everything's fine. But those are some pretty two big ifs.
Besides, or who doesn't fall in love with you later.
Besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the show?
But to say if you did have a wife who was like, yeah, you're fine, go. It's not a secret. There's no shame associated with it.
Right.
This is us.
And you make a strong argument, Sam.
Thank you. And just don't bring it into our home. This is, there's got to be sanctity to the marriage relationship. But I don't
know. Right. The only question is, would the other partner respect that? What if she falls in love with Mark and then she's calling him every, weekend or night or whatever? Things could get complicated in a way that you didn't expect. Thanks for the call, Sam.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things that could go wrong. But, I added a little bit to your
There's complications, for sure. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Really good discussion. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more.
Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. Our toll free number, 855-453. That's 855. 5-450-3733 with you in studio tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out, connect with us there if you want to sound better than the average call. You might almost sound like you're sitting in the studio with us if you call on Skype. You do need to send a contact request first, and then we'll approve it as soon as we notice it pop in, and then you'll be good to go to call us from that point forward. If you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, please take a moment and join the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live, support the show, support our expanding Free Talk Live to get on some new radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board with the show, expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace. If that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger to you, $5 a month, then please sign up with Bitcoin or credit card or PayPal over at amp.freetalklive.com and get cool perks like access to the AMP Only Facebook group, the AMP Only podcast, AMP Only call-in lines, and more. You can get all the details, get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We go to Dan, who's listening in Unadilla. Was that what it was? How do you pronounce it, Dan?
Sorry? That's just Georgia.
Oh, okay. Because WNNG is how you're listening tonight, which is in Unadilla, I believe.
Oh, all right. That's not where I'm from, but yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome.
To Georgia. Hey, cool. Thanks for taking my call. Big thing I wanted to just bring up is one of your earlier callers compared polyamory to swinging, and I feel like that kind of gives off a little bit of a mis idea of what polyamory really is. Swinging for most people is the act of swapping spouses and going home, sleeping with them, and then returning them the next day, mm-hmm. where or next couple
is that
days,
what
whatever
happens?
Their arrangement. In general, yeah, and from my experience, that's been the case. Whereas, polyamory is more about having not just a sexual or physical connection, but it's more of an emotional investment into other people. Most individuals that I know that are polyamorous, sure, they go out and they have one night stands, but a lot of them carry on other relationships. You know, they might have their wife or husband, but they also might have a girlfriend or boyfriend that they're also dating.
Yeah, I appreciate you clarifying that. I think that was made clear before, but in case it wasn't, now it is definitely clear. So it sounds like you've got some experience with these relationships.
I've had a couple of open relationships, if you will, and I've got some really close friends that are polyamorous, and they're married, and it's, been working out really well for them.
How about you? Did it work out well for you?
You know, the big thing with any type of open relationship or polyamory, I think, comes down to communication. Like, if you're not 100% upfront with your partner and telling them, hey, I'm going out with so-and-so tonight, I'll be home tomorrow or be home at 12. We might have sex, we might not, I don't know. Then it can work out great. In my experience, it started out that way. And then during the relationship at some point, it didn't continue. Which made
that's
it difficult.
Been my experience as well. Dishonesty. Starting and feeling like it was an honest, open relationship, and then having lying and basically cheating in an open relationship.
Exactly, and that's the kind of a weird definition for some people to understand. It's like, well, you have an open relationship. How is it cheating? Well, when you set up an agreement to have this open relationship and communicate, and you don't follow through, then you kind of cross that line.
Right. The cheating is where you're not being honest with your partner. Whether you have a monogamous relationship or a polyamorous relationship, the cheating comes in with the dishonesty.
Yeah, and that's true with everything. Frankly, if you feel like there's something you're hiding from your partner, it's probably best to go ahead and reveal that just so that they have that information rather than because I think that it just eats a hole in your soul as you try to hold on to that stuff. To me, my relationship and my family is the most important thing I've got.
Dan, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So the story that we were actually going to get into here about relationships and monogamy based on QZ.com's report from the University of Michigan study, looking at how it is that intimacy is being studied, they're saying here that they concluded in this study that the way it is being studied, that is, intimacy, is problematic. Terry Conley, the study's lead author, says our attitudes toward monogamy are so ingrained as to be invisible. She said, it's not even what we think about it being right. We just see it as the only way. The way that science assesses relationships has skewed what researchers find, according to the study, due to be published in Perspectives on Psychological Science. First, a review of literature revealed a number of examples where the approach taken by researchers could have made it more likely for monogamy to score higher than alternative styles of relationship. One example is a measure called the Passionate Love Scale, developed in the 1980s and used to gauge the strength of an affection within relationships.
Okay.
The scale includes a question about how jealous it would make the respondent if the partner began falling in love with someone else, with greater jealousy leading to a higher passion score for the current relationship. A relationship that was consensually non-monogamous, or CNM, wouldn't necessarily be free from jealousy, but it might allow for a partner to love someone else, so the question wouldn't be a good measure of whether the feelings within it were passionate. The researchers also point out that in relationship surveys, non-monogamy is often referred to using language that isn't neutral. Asking people about infidelity or cheating is directive, they say, as is referring to one person as the offended party or the betrayed partner, all terms that have appeared in academic studies. Conley, who runs the Stigmatized Sexualities Lab at the University of Michigan, has often questioned the orthodoxies of research on sexuality and relationships and says that she's encountered resistance from other researchers in reviews of the paper she's published over the past years, with some responding emotionally to her raising the very concept of exploring non-monogamy. In one study, Conley found that consensually non-monogamous couples were more likely to practice safer sex than monogamous couples.
I should hope so.
Who were secretly cheating on their partners.
Oh, interesting.
One reviewer called the paper irresponsible. In another case, a reviewer referred to gay relationships that, quote, deteriorate, unquote, into non-monogamy. Conley said about that, quote, the fact that we can allow our discussion to be so emotionally led probably doesn't allow us to really think in a logical manner about it. The Michigan study also argues, based on a survey of couples in a variety of relationships, that consensually non-monogamous relationships are just as functional based on a number of indicators as monogamous ones.
So one of the arguments that I've made against monogamy when I've had conversations with people, I like to just take a position just for the fun of it. Mm-hmm. And remember, I don't care whether I win or lose, so it's not so bad having these conversations usually. But if you were to live for 1,000 years, so
might get a little bored.
Right now I'm 46. My wife is near my age. My son's 8, 9, and you know, the most important thing we're doing is working on getting that 9-year-old to self-sufficiency,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, so he can have life and that sort of thing, so he can, you know, live a life. I mean, and once he's pretty thoroughly on that path, there's all different paths, but and maybe at some point you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, because it's likely that science is going to extend human life in the future. So sure. Will monogamous marriage survive it?
Yeah, will it hold on?
And I don't know the answer to that. I tend to believe that it won't.
The researchers surveyed over 2,000 people over the age of 25, 617 of whom were in these CNM relationships, consensually non-monogamous, and all of whom were in primary relationships with a person of the opposite gender. Based on a range of measures, including trust, jealousy, passion, and overall satisfaction, they found no difference in relationship functioning between the groups.
Okay.
In a final separate study, they also looked at how people reacted to researchers when those researchers were asking about non-monogamous relationships, and the researchers themselves were seen as more biased when they asked questions about polyamory than when they asked about monogamy. Now, in recent years, polyamory and other alternative relationship styles have begun to be normalized in some quarters, said Conley. But for now, the study found that, quote, the premise that monogamy is superior to other types of non-monogamous relational arrangements continues to permeate the ways in which researchers construct and test theories of love and intimacy, unquote. We're unlikely to get a clear picture of what kind of relationships work best for humans until science acknowledges its own tendency to cling to monogamy as the ideal.
That's we had a conversation with a host, an old host that is on the air, Todd, if you recall him. Mm-hmm. And I recall him, we asked him about making prostitution legal. And he said, no, I don't support that. My wife would hate the idea, if you'll recall. And what that says to me is that even a conversation about the concept of having sex outside of a relationship, not that you're doing it, just that somebody might do it,
mm-hmm. is a threat
to the relationship that you're in, and in which case I say, well, you know, we've got some societal problems that make that the case.
We sure do, and we can continue. You can weigh in here if you would like. You can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. We've got a full hour to go, plenty of time for you. 855-450-FREE. Join us. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.